It's around 5:30 p.m. Sunday, just a day after white nationalists and other right-wing groups clashed with counter-protesters in a town more than 400 miles away, leaving 19 injured and one person dead. Right now, it's quiet outside the former Fayette County Courthouse, where two controversial Confederate-era statues still stand. But Saturday's events have changed things. After years of community meetings and debate, Mayor Jim Gray announced that it's time to remove the prominent memorials to Confederate generals John Hunt Morgan and John C. Breckinridge.
Relocating these statues and explaining them is the right thing to do. And that's why I've recommended to our city council that they be placed along our Veterans Park War Memorial Walk, together with two monuments to the Union effort. In that setting, we can tell the story accurately and share a truthful history.
So I ask a handful of pedestrians walking by the towering bronze likeness of Breckinridge for their thoughts. And even in that small sample, the divisions are as stark as ever. Trevor Rourke and his family are visiting Lexington and stop to snap a photo.
I mean, there's plenty of historical statues and things that can support our values, and statues like these don't.
Nearby is Omari Williams, a recent transplant to Lexington, who says he's given little thoughts of the issue.
I live in a present state of mind, so they're not bothering me. I sit there when I'm smoking my cigarette when it's party time on the weekend. I really don't pay it no attention.
Still others are adamant the statues should stay put.
Number one, I think the statues are part of tradition. You see, even in the Confederate days, they also had a part to play in history.
And while I'm organizing my gear, a small group of onlookers approach to take pictures of the memorials, several wearing black shirts with Patriot on the front. Two members of the group agree to an interview and tell me they're opposed to moving the statues before another warns them not to speak with the media. Wherever observers stand, it's clear Gray's decision doesn't mark the end of the issue.
It isn't more so the beginning of what we're doing, because now there's several steps that we're going to have to go through in quick succession to make sure that this plan is followed through on. So we just want everybody to basically kind of button down the hatches and get ready for the final push.
That's Russell Allen with a group called Take Back Cheapside, which has been pushing hard behind the scenes to bring attention to the history of the statues and adjacent pavilion, which once acted as a major slave auction block.
It is, I guess, disheartening to say the least, that it took such violence and the loss of life for us to finally, expedite this decision.
While the details are still coming out, Allen hopes Lexington is able to learn from this weekend's incidents and avoid scenes like the ones that played out in the streets of Charlotte. To that end, his group is reaching out to form a coalition of Lexington leaders as the mayor begins the work of petitioning a state military commission for the okay to take down the statues. It's a process that starts tomorrow at the Urban County Council's regular Tuesday meeting, but promises to stir passions as it moves forward. While Mayor Jim Gray says he came to his conclusion after hearing from supporters and opponents, it remains to be seen whether Lexingtonians will be satisfied with the ultimate outcome. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.